Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Transcripts. Let's talk about that because transcripts is, you know, when once we get into the high school years, especially if you have a child who is college bound, especially, they will need to have a transcript. Also, maybe if they're going into the military or, you know, something like that, of course, they will have to have a transcript. And I know that's super scary. I was terrified when we were going into high school, when Brooklyn was, and I was like, I don't know how to do a transcript. I don't know what to do. And so I got some help and it was so much easier than I thought. So talk briefly on that because that's different than a report card.
It is and it's not. So the first thing is, once again, this is a way to communicate to someone else how your child did in school. And so we're going to give them a list of the courses that they took and a list of the grades.
Which goes back to the course of study that we talked about at the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the thing that I've been told. My good friend Sarah McKenzie shared this with me. She's graduated one who's gone off to college, and then she's got another one who's close to graduating. And she said, don't make it fancy. It's like they don't want fancy. They don't want to be impressed by fancy class names. They don't want to be impressed by fancy course descriptions and things like that. So basically, English 1, English 2, English 3, English 4. You don't have to justify what you did. You don't have to tell them what they read. You don't have to do any of that stuff. English 1, 2, 3, and 4. Put your letter grades out there. What was the grade that they earned? You know, pre-algebra, algebra one, algebra two, you know, botany, biology. Just keep it simple and put the grades there. And that's all you need to do.
Yeah. It's easy. It's easy stuff to do. It's not nearly as overwhelming as I thought it would be.
No, so, no, not at
all. And again, Pam has some resources on her website for transcripts. This is not a Pam commercial. I'm just telling you guys this because it makes it so much easier than having to come up with these things yourself. So you mentioned that you do have some free resources on your website as well. Downloads.
Yeah. So freehomeschoolplanner.com. We have basically, this is the core. I mean, we have over 40 different forms in our planning course that you can purchase, but I will tell you that the core forms that are in that free homeschool planner are the ones that I use to plan my homeschool each year. That's where I start every single year.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.